You're listening to SBS News.
The Spanish rescue group Proactiva Open Arms says it has found one woman alive and another dead, along with the body of the toddler, amid the drifting remains of a destroyed migrant boat in the Mediterranean Sea. Proactiva Open Arms has posted images and videos of the wreckage and dead bodies on social media. It accuses both a merchant ship sailing in international waters and Libya's Coast Guard of failing to help the three. The wrecked boat was found 80 nautical miles off the coast of Libya, which has emerged as a major transit point to Europe for those fleeing poverty and civil war in Africa and the Middle East. Spain is increasingly being used as the main entry point. Libyan Coast Guard spokesman Ayub Ghassim had said earlier a boat carrying 158 passengers, including 34 women and 9 children, was stopped off the coast on Monday. He said the people were given humanitarian and medical aid and taken to a refugee camp, but Proactiva Open Arms claims the two women and the toddler refused to board the Libyan vessels with the rest of the intercepted migrants and refugees. Director Oscar Camp says the three then were abandoned in the sea after the Coast Guard destroyed the migrants' boat.
I want to denounce a rescue mission in international waters by the merchant ship Triades, which abandoned a boat in the night, a boat that was in danger, as well as the Libyan Coast Guard that did not know how to manage an emergency situation, arriving 2 days, 2 nights late and abandoning 2 women and a child in the remains of a vessel that they themselves destroyed.
Traffickers have exploited Libya's chaos following the 2011 uprising that toppled and killed longtime ruler Muammar Gaddafi. Italy's new government has promised to halt the influx of migrants and refugees across the Mediterranean and has helped Libyan authorities increase their efforts to stem the flow. Proactiva blames the Italian government's cooperation with the Libyan authorities for the deaths of migrants at sea. Italy's Interior Minister Matteo Salvini has defended his government's policies, saying it's the only way to stop human trafficking and limit the death toll.
I challenge anyone to find a tweet where I ask for a human being to be left to drown at sea. No, my objective is to save everyone, to aid everyone, to heal everyone, to feed everyone, but to avoid that everyone comes to Italy.
The deaths of the migrants and refugees come as the United Nations says Spain has now surpassed Italy as the top destination for migrant boats crossing the Mediterranean. The number that have crossed the sea to Europe so far this year, just over 50,000, is less than half the number for the same period last year. But the International Organisation for Migration's Joel Millman says while overall numbers have fallen, the number of landings on Spanish shores has almost tripled.
As we predicted for several weeks now, Spain has become the most active route of African migrants and people using Africa as a stepping stone into Europe. It surpassed Italy this past weekend.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.